Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Mike. Okay, Mike, you need to start the music.
Right. The J King Show.
Oh, so we don't have we're not gonna have music?
No, we don't have it this way.
Okay. So let me tell you guys what's happening. My computer isn't working. My computer that we normally do the show on, it's something wrong with it. I have a new computer. Mike hasn't hooked it up yet, but we can do all that stuff. So you guys got to pretend this show is a tape show anyway, for KBLA, Talk 1580. So we're going to pretend like music is playing and all that stuff, and then we're going to go into it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, make it good for you. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We have a good one for you because it's about my father. He's an incredible man. My father passed away on September 11th, 2024, unexpectedly, but maybe expected as well because he's 85 years old. And with COPD. I'll talk all about it. Before we get into it, my name is Jay King. I'm the president and CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. I'm also the leader and creator of the group Club Nouveau, best known for our hits Lean On Me, Why You Treat Me So Bad, Situation Number 9, Jealousy, among others. I'm also an on-air personality at 97.5 FM KDEE in Sacramento, California, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Monday through Friday, I do a podcast on jkingnetwork.com called Kings in the Morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I love radio. I am continuous with radio, and that's why I love doing this show. This is probably the greatest show I'll ever do in my life because it's a show about the passing of my father, not just him passing, but a tribute to him as a son, as a brother, as an uncle, as a nephew, as a friend, and as a father, not but to my sister and my brothers. And on September 11th, my father, at 11:09 a.m., took his last breath on this planet and is now with the angels. And I know he is just because of how kind his spirit was. And I got to tell you that every Sunday, no matter where I was in the country, if I was in the United States, on Saturday, by Sunday morning, I was back in Sacramento driving to Benicia, California to see my dad because Sunday was our day. It was the day that we see each other and just love on each other every Sunday. And for my father, loving didn't have a lot to do with talking. We were just around each other. We could just, that was the love. My father was a man of few words to me, but to others, he always talked about me. And I know that that my father loved me like he knows that I love him. And so it was heartbreaking for me. I'm a little boy who's been in love with his daddy from the time he first laid eyes on me. And so in my life, people who know me don't know me as a crier. It's not what I do. I'm not the guy that's going to cry about much. But the two times in my life that I've cried tears that I could not control was on the passing of my mother and then the passing of my father. And both times I was there. I was there when my mother passed away. I'll never forget my sister-in-law at the time calling me and saying, "Brother-in-law, your mom is back in the hospital." At the time we had found out, I knew she had cancer. I didn't know it was terminal. She had lung cancer. She found out November 6th. This day happens to be January 26th. My birthday is January 27th. And my sister-in-law calls me and says, "Brother-in-law, they just had to rush your mother to the hospital. She was having a hard time breathing, but I think she's going to be okay. I'm just calling to let you know. It's around 10:32 in the morning." And I tell her, "No, I'm coming to Sacramento." So I fly into Sacramento. I get in around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And my brother drops me off at the hospital. And I sit at in the room with my mom. And it's not until later on that evening that I find out that my mother is terminally ill, because she never told me. Her nurse did. And she said, "You must be her son from Los Angeles." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "She spoke of you." She said, "Your mother has a DNR. Do not resuscitate." And on January 27th at 12:15 a.m., my mother passed. And that was the first time I ever had a real cry where, I mean, I just really cried hard. And I was mad for a long time, for about a year. And one day God said, "She didn't have to be your mother. I didn't have to give you Helen." And from that day forward, I spoke about Helen, and I speak about her every day. And I know that my life is good because Helen is with me. And when my father passed away, the day before he passed, I called him. It was a Tuesday. I called him Tuesday morning when I was leaving the house to go to my office, because I was just thinking about him, and I knew he wasn't feeling well, and he didn't answer. When I got to my office, I was really busy, and so I didn't get to him right away. But in the afternoon around 1 o'clock, I stopped for a minute. I called him, and he didn't answer. I wasn't worried about it because I figured he'd call me back. But it started to bother me because normally if I call my father and he doesn't answer, he will call me back. I did my radio show from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. Then I went home, and at 6 o'clock I had a conference call to do. And right after 6 o'clock, I called my father again, and he didn't answer. So I called Leanne, which is a friend of his, who's a friend of mine because I met her through him. And I said, "Leanne, could you go check on my dad? I've called him. I said, I've called that sucker 3 times today and he hasn't picked up. I just want you to check on him, make sure he's all right." So she said, do you want to be with me when I check on him? I said, "Yes." So she walks over to the house, knocks on the door. She said, "Is his door unlocked?" I said, "The door is always unlocked." She says, "Papa Jay, Jay's trying to get in touch with you." She said, "Jay, he's in the bed." And she says, "Papa Jay, are you okay?" And I can hear him faintly say, "I'm not feeling well." So she said, "Jay's on the phone." She gives me the phone. I said, "Dad, do you want me to come there?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Dad, I can come right now." He said, "No, I'm just not feeling good. I'm tired." So Leanne says, "Would you like me to call you an ambulance?" And he says, "No, I'm just tired. I just want to rest." And oddly enough, now when I think about it, when my mother passed away, she couldn't speak because she had something in her throat and breathing for her. And she's asking for a pen and paper. She did with her hand, you know, with the hand signal. I got her a pen and paper. And she said, something to make me rest. And I said, you want me to rest? And she shook her head. No. I said, you want to rest? And she said, yes. I said, you want me to get you something to help you rest? And she said, yes. And I went to see the nurse, and I told her, I showed her the note. I said, you guys have something that can help my mother rest. And when we came back in the room, my mother was gone. Only think about that now. So the next morning, Leanne said she was going to go check on my father. So she called me, and she said, I'm getting ready to go check on Papa Jay. Do you want to be with me? And I said, please. So she knocked on the door, and she says, Papa Jay, it's Leanne. I'm here to check on you. And she walks in. She sees him. His bed sits low to the ground. I mean, very low. He likes low-sitting beds. He always has. And he's leaning. His back is on the bed. Like he's leaning up against the bed with his back. And his legs are straight out. And she says, Papa Jay, are you okay? And he doesn't say anything to her. And she said, Jay, he's not responding to me. I'm going to call 911. She calls 911. They get there, and they're working on him. And she said, Jay, they're working on him. It doesn't look good. And I said, I'm on my way. I called my office. I said, I have an emergency with my father. I'm not coming in today. It's a Wednesday because I'm on the radio on Wednesday. And I said, I'm finding somebody to sit in for me. And I drive to, when I get there, only the police are there. The Benicia police, they're waiting downstairs. They say to me, are you his son? I said, yes, sir. They asked me for my ID. I show my ID. They said, we left him as we found him. The only people that have worked on him are the EMT. Sorry for your loss. Would you like somebody from our department that's in bereavement to come and sit with you? And I said, no, sir, I just want to see him. And I went up the stairs to his apartment, and I saw him sitting there, and tears just started. Like I was throwing up tears out of my eyes. They were like throwing up. I couldn't believe it. And I kissed him on the top of his head like I always do. I love you, Dad. I wish you could have hung him. I just bought you a house. And then I sat there with him. The one thing I recognized was how peaceful he looked. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you why my father was sick. And why he passed away. He's 85 years old. But he's got a lot of life in him. But the body is an interesting instrument. And it's only built to last so long. So I'm lucky to have him for 85 years versus my mother's 62 years. By the way, my mom passed on by 45th birthday. So that's how I know my mother died 17 years ago, because today I'm 62. I am the age that my mother passed away. She was 1 month away from her 63rd birthday. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. This show is a tribute to my father, Jay A. King the second. You're tuned in to KBLA Talk 1580. You're tuned in to KBLA Talk 1580. Am I doing KBLA Talk 1580 AM? Is that what I'm doing, Mike?
No AM.
Oh, KBLA Talk 1580. You're tuned in to KBLA Talk 1580. And we'll be right back. How was that, Mike?
Good segment. That was good.
Okay.
So I got about 12 minutes there.
How many minutes do I have on the next section?
You have about another 12.
12 minutes? You ready?
Yep, absolutely. Sounds great.
It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. And, you know, this is a show, I don't want it to be a sad show, a show of heartache. I want you to know that this is a tribute to my father, to his kindness, to his greatness, to the love that he gave the people, and just how people received him and how he received people. My father had COPD. And it is a lung disease. And I want to make sure that I say it right. Mike, I want to go back and make sure that I say what COPD is, because I always say it wrong.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? My father had COPD, which means chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And there are four stages to it. You will not get through COPD alive. It's going to kill you. Slowly but surely, your lungs will stop working over time. My father worked in Port Chicago during the Vietnam War. And because he worked in Port Chicago, he worked around asbestos. And people who worked around asbestos and different other chemicals that we don't even know, they have contracted COPD. My father's first diagnosed with COPD at 60, 61. So from 60 to 61, maybe to 78, 79 years old, my father functioned pretty normally. There wasn't much that would stop him from being able to play golf. He was a golfer. He's a good golfer, and he enjoyed the game. And my father really enjoyed his life. And I used to joke with him all the time and say, "Dad, you are messing up the system here. Most people retire, and 5 years after they retire, they go to the happy hunting ground. You are 15 years into this thing, man. You're messing up somebody else's money." And he said, "Well, look at here, dude. Then that's all right." And I used to joke with him about it all the time. But it was all right. And it started to become serious to me at around 79 years old when I saw my father with a small oxygen tank. And first, that's all he needed was the small oxygen tank. And by the time he was 80, 81, he had to have oxygen in his house, and he had to always have it in his nose. And when he traveled, he had to have the oxygen tank. But he could get around. He could move around and see his friends. But over the last few years, I could see the deterioration. My father is 5'8", 5'9", but now he's shrunk to 5'7". My father weighs a nice 165, 170, but now he's down to 130. My concern grew when I went to his house one day, and I could visibly see that my father was losing weight. I told him I was concerned. I said, "Dad, you need to come live with me." And he said no, that he wanted to live at his house. He was okay, and you can't force grown people to do what you want them to do. You have to give them time to make up their mind, and over time, that's what I really tried to do. A few months ago, I saw my father, and I was so concerned that I said, "Dad, you are losing too much weight. Please come live with me. Please let me take care of you. Let me do my job as your son. And we battled back and forth. And that is why I put my house in Greenhaven with a pocket up for sale so that I could have a bigger place for my father to live with me and have enough separation that I would not be disrupting his independence. And so it was going to be the highlight of my life. This was the highlight of my life with my father living with me. There's nothing greater that I could do except my mother living with me and my father. But I will say that my mom used to come stay at my house in El Cerrito. And I used to love that my mom would just come and stay at my house for a few months and then go back to her house. But my father is going to live with me. I have to take care of my father. So that's what made this so difficult. That's what made it so hard, was that he was just weeks away from moving with me, moving into his house. This is his house. The new house is his. It's not mine. It's his house. Today, I went to pick up his remains. And I asked, I called Janet, who I dated from years, and my father absolutely loved her. My father loved her so much that sometimes I would say, "Dad, I'm going to be a little late." I would say, "Dad, I'm going to be there. Janet won't be able to make it." And then he would say, "Well, I don't mind if you're late. You can take your time. But if Janet was going to be there, he wanted me on time." And today, I asked her to ride with me. And I just remember sending her the email saying my father passed, talking to her on the phone because we hadn't spoken to each other in a while. And I could feel the genuine hurt and love that she had for my father, as though her father had passed away. And today, when we went to pick up the remains, she cried again. She could not control her cry. And I knew she was supposed to be with me. I knew that my dad was happy that I had her with me because he loved her like she loved him. And I just felt proud that she was with me and that she was with my father, that she could feel my father and he could feel her. Over the years since my mom passed, my life has gotten better. Things have fallen my way. I can only imagine that my mother is protecting me and loving me, pushing things my way. My life will only get better because I believe I now have two angels that are pushing things my way, that are just loving me in spite of myself. And if your mother and father are still alive, I hope that you today hug them tight, share your love with them every day. And I don't care what happened, how bad the relationship has been, you dispense as much love as you can in their direction. You're tuned into the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 15. We'll be right back. How long was I there?
That was good. That was poignant. That was perfect. That was a perfect amount of time. So we're at the bottom of the hour, and this is like a 9-minute segment. Got a 2, 4 and a half.
Okay.
Coming up. And then if you want to do Highland?
Yeah. So
yes.
A 9 minute and 2.5. Okay, let me do Highland right now.
Yes, please. Okay, thanks.
This show is sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, Highlands Community Charter School is where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway. And it doesn't cost a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number. 916-844-2283. And remember, it's never too late. It's never too late to get your life in order. You ready? You ready?
Yep.
It's the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. You ready? Okay. It's the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is J. King. This is a tribute show to my father. And I guess it can't help but be sad to some degree, but it's really me being thankful and sharing the love that I have for my father and my mother, the love that I have for my parents, for the life they gave me. And sometimes, you know, we let things, and I got to tell you, my father wasn't the greatest of fathers if you look at it from what how he fathered me. It was my mother that was the beginning, but my father in the end recovered and just did great. My father was a drinker and a smoker as a young man. Was not very prolific in his life. But he was always kind, different when he drank. But when he wasn't drinking, he was just a kind heart and spirit. My father stopped drinking at about 38, 39 years old, changed his whole life around, got focused. By the time I see my dad again in any real time, I am making records. And Rumors have become a massive hit for me, and success is happening for me. And my father and I go see him in Vallejo from time to time because he's living in Vallejo before he moves to Benicia. We used to go to the Aspie Flea Market every Saturday. He would just come to my house, and we'd ride together to the Aspie Flea Market. We'd buy old vinyl records, we buy incense, we buy bootleg DVDs, we'd eat some food from Cameroon and just kind of hang out with each other. And we did that every Saturday. That was our thing. That's how our relationship really started growing again. And I could see that my father was a kind man, and I wasn't the best kid. Let me just say that. One day my father made me mad, and I threw a brick at him and cracked his rear. He was drunk. He was I bought a car. I didn't have a license, but I bought a car, and he said, "You can't be driving that car with no license." And we were arguing back and forth, and he went out to my car and pulled some wires out. The car never ran again. But I was so mad, I picked up a brick, and I just threw it, and I just heard boom. And my dad said, no good. I think you broke my rib. And he called my mom and said, "Is this my son?" And my mom said, "Don't make me come down there and slap your face. Yeah, that's your son." So, you know, my dad, I live with my mother and my and I never liked calling Donnell Bridges my stepfather because he was my dad, too. I lived with my mom and my dad in Sacramento. And then my father, Jay King, lived in Vallejo. So I lived with my mom and my dad up until I was 14. Then I moved to Vallejo. And I went to Springstown Junior High School with my dad. I would go to Vallejo every summer anyway, different school breaks. So I knew people in Vallejo like I knew people in Sacramento. So some people will say I'm from Sacramento. Some people will say I'm from Vallejo. And when I went to the military, I went to Anchorage, Alaska. Some people will say I'm from Anchorage. There are people in Anchorage that will make you believe that I grew up there and went to school there. I did not, but I had an impact in that community. And so those are the three places that I'm from. And I was back and forth between Sacramento and Vallejo. And so just getting to know my dad was difficult because he wasn't a man that spoke a lot. Even as success came my way, my father never said to me, "I am proud of you, son." But he said to everybody around me, to different friends of his, that meant more to me than him saying it to me, because they would tell me how my father felt about me. And Leanne, she knew that I came to start when my father passed away, that I came to the house to take care of some stuff and start to pack the house up and everything. And I've been there 5 or 6 times, maybe 7 or 8, maybe even 9 or 10. But I've been there a few times. And I've packed up a few things, but it's been difficult for me to move anything, to throw anything away, because throwing something away makes me know that it's final. Today, receiving his remains makes me know it's final. Looking at his death certificate makes me know it's final. But on September 11th, on the day that he died, at 4:54 p.m., this is what Leanne wrote to me. "I know your heart is broken. He was a wonderful man, and I loved him and his friendship. We had so many good talks about life, and he always talked about his younger youth and how much he loved his aunt and uncle and the great times he had in Oroville. He loved Sandy, that was his dog, and Cinder, the cat that I just had to put down. He loved him so much, and we always talked about you. He was so proud of you, and he loves you very much. Always said you were the greatest son. I will miss him, and I'm so sorry that he passed, but I know he's with God now, and he's no longer suffering. You were blessed with an amazing father, and I hope that gives you some comfort. You'll always be family, and Papa J will always be in my heart." Now, Leanne lives, so my father lived in a guest house for the last 40 years, or close to it, from a lady that he rented from in Vallejo, who moved to Benicia when her husband died of cancer. And my father was renting from them, and she showed him this little carriage house. And she said, "You know, I would let you live there, but it's much smaller than the place you have in Vallejo." And he said, "Well, let me see it." And she let him see it. And this is her talking to me, telling me what happened. And she said she showed it to him on a Monday, and he was moving in on a Thursday. That's where he's always lived. And she wanted him to live there for free. And my dad said, "No, I'm not going to live there for free. Then you can put me out anytime you want to." So she said, he said, "Well, how much?" He said, $1,000. She said, "No, $500. And I won't take any more than that, $500 or nothing." And so my father lived in this place in Benicia, right close to the water, a beautiful community, for $500 a month for the last 30, 35 years. That's how much she loved him. Leanne wanted to move. She loved my father so much that she wouldn't move as long as he was there. Shirley, who my father rented from, loved my father so much that she wouldn't put down her cat, Cinder, because my dad loved Cinder, and Cinder loved my cat. Last Monday, I had to put Cinder down because she had cancer. And she was 16 or 18 years old. We don't know which one. But they are now together. Today I have my father's ashes. In a few days I will have Cinder's. They will be at that house that we purchased for them to live in. Yeah. I don't know if this show is even making a whole lot of sense. I think I just needed to talk about my dad and let you guys know that I am a fortunate and blessed man. But more importantly, you too are fortunate and blessed. Mothers and fathers are the reason why we're here, and we should be thankful for that. My name is Jay King, and you're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. How's that, Mike?
All right. Got that.
Good stories.
Okay. I got 4 minutes.
Yes, sir. Two more.
Four minutes. Four minutes or four and a half?
Two four and a half.
Okay.
Right on.
You ready? Huh?
Yes, I'm here.
You ready? It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King, and this is a tribute to my father. That's what this show is about. It's about the love of a father from a son. And I just remember my son, Jay the Fourth. He and his mother and I weren't together. I was dating another lady, and somebody said she was my girlfriend. My son was 4 years old, and he said, "She's not my dad's girlfriend. I'm my dad's girlfriend. I'm going to marry my dad." And what I realize now is that my son is in love with me the way I was in love with my father. And at 7:26 p.m. on September 30th, my son texts this to me. "Pop, I love you. I can't find the words to put together. And I don't even know if I want to. I just want you to know that I am proud of you and I appreciate you. You've been an amazing son. And you are a phenomenal father. I've watched you build, lose, win, and rebuild many times over without losing your stride. The things you have don't matter. But the example you set in regards to compassion, diligence, work ethic, confidence, family, love, and faith have been carved into people around you and into me. You have to grieve in your own way. I know. But I am here nonetheless to reflect upon. I am your son, and you are my father. I am here to take care of you too. I love you." And reading those words made me feel safe to know that as I age, that I have some place to go, that there's somebody's going to be there to look after me, that my oldest boy is going to be there for me like my dad's oldest boy, me, was there for him. And I didn't know that I was grieving. I didn't even, and, you know, and I think part of it is me not wanting to feel weak or like I grieve, and but that's what happens. You're going to hurt. You're going to talk to yourself. You're going to second guess yourself. You're going to reminisce. You're going to be happy and you're going to be sad. If you don't take time to put a little love on it, you will feel guilt. I feel no guilt. I kept love on it. I kept love on my dad. I made sure that he knew that I loved him and was in love with him as a grown man, the way I was in love with him as a little boy, and the way I would be in love with him till the day that I die. I really love my dad. I love my mom. I love my family. And I love the fact that I have a space where I can at least let this go and hopefully touch somebody else and make sure that they got their love there. My name is Jay King, and you're tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back to close this thing out.
Good. Got it.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Ready? Jeff.
Ready?
How you doing, sir?
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm finishing up a show. I'm gonna be done in like 5 minutes. Can I call you back?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. You ready? You ready?
Yep, ready.
It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King. This was a tribute show to my father. If it got a little sad for you, I apologize. I just wanted you to know who my father was, what he meant to me. And I hope you all, if your father, mother is still alive, if they've passed, that you are able to express your love for your soul. When you don't express that love, it really injures your soul. It really injures your spirit. And it can cause a bad thing to happen inside of you. And so I hope if you have animosity towards one of your parents that you're able to let it go and to hold on to the love. My father's memorial is going to be this Saturday. My father's memorial is going to be this Sunday, October 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building at 920 Admiral Callahan Way in Belleau. And anybody can come. My father did not want a funeral. And he was clear that he did not want a funeral. So there will not be a funeral. This will be a memorial. I wouldn't have done a memorial except that his friends begged for it. Mary Ann, a lady who was his friend and who he absolutely loved and who looked out for my dad, she said, Jay, please, please allow us to at least have a memorial of your father. It would be so great if you could do that. And I said, for you, Mary Ann, absolutely. And so the memorial exists. It will be catered, so nobody has to bring anything. Food will be there. It will be food that my father likes to eat. So it will be fish, chicken. It will be green, macaroni and cheese, a salad, and sweet tea, and lemonade, water and stuff like that. It won't be, it's not for me, it's not for you. It's for him and his friends. And we just get to be party to the love that they share with each other. If you listen to Kings in the Morning, we do a show, Kings in the Morning, and we say crack-a-lacking. And we say a whole bunch of other things. And crack-a-lacking means like you know a lot of white folks. My father crack-a-lacked. And he had a high level. Leanne is a white woman. Shirley is a white woman. Marianne is a Jewish woman. He has Filipinos who love him. And then he got the soul crew as well. So everybody will be there. They love him. He's got family. And even my stepmother, Vivian, who was my mother to me, too, in Vallejo, died many years ago of cancer, even before my mother, as a 53-year-old young lady. She and my father were separated, divorced for many years, but even her family still loves him and will be there. It will be my cousins and brothers, and everyone will be there. And if you had, if you have the time and you want to be there, I hope you're there too. It won't be a service. It will be people just talking about my dad, telling you stories about him. I'm sure they'll be funny and interesting, and they will be kind. My name is Jay King. You've been tuned into the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. This show is a tribute to my father, Jay A. King II. May he rest well. I love you, dear. Good night.
Very good.
Yes. Oh, we're good.
Yeah, got it.
And this will be the show that airs on Saturday, you guys. If you guys want to, if you want to listen to this show, you can go to iHeartRadio in your app store. Go to iHeartRadio and download the iHeartRadio app, and then search for the Jay King Show. And you'll be able to listen to all of my shows, but this one might get these up pretty early, so it'll be on KBLA Talk 1580. Reva Jones, is that Reva? I thought that was Reva Miller. Reva, that's Rivia. Rivia. Okay. Reva Miller, who I think now has another last name. Her father and my father were great friends. Larry Miller, who died of cancer early when he and my father were still younger men, probably in their 40s. He passed away young. But my father had some great friends. I didn't even get to, I had wrote all these notes. I wrote notes for right here. I didn't even use them. That's a shame. But I didn't get to talk about Charlie Johnson. I remember Charlie Johnson and Charlie Porter and Slim and Clayton and Joe Miller and Mr. Haynes over at Haynes Village. These are all dudes. My dad used to drink Ripple. And I've never drank before. I think I've never drank because of my father. And my father didn't smoke cigarettes. He really smoked marijuana even back then when it was, because my dad was cool. My dad was kind of a cool dude. He had the Skylark. It was a powder blue with a white convertible top. Oh, that is Reva. Okay. So my dad used to drive his car, and Joe Miller and all those guys, they all hanging out, playing dominoes, smoking marijuana, and talking shit. And that's what they did. And so, yeah, Ripple. And I learned how to listen to music because my dad used to play things like Donald Byrd. And so I'm a 11-year-old kid. Why the hell am I listening to Donald Byrd? And who the hell is Donald Byrd? But I learned how to love music because of my dad. And when Donald Byrd did "Sitting on a Slop Job," doom, 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 "Sitting on a Slop Job Blues." So these are the songs I remember that my dad played. And so I learned music that I didn't like in the beginning. I learned to love. It's how I learned about Garland Green and Thelonious Monk, because my dad played all kinds of music. The first time I heard "Heaven Must Be Like This" was on an 8-track tape in his car. So, and my dad was a great athlete. My dad was a great basketball player. Willie Wonder said he never saw a man with a greater shot than my dad. He said, your dad could shoot from anywhere on the court, and he was going to make it 80% of the time. He said, if you can shoot as good as your dad, you're going to make this basketball team. I didn't make the basketball team. I couldn't shoot as good as my dad, and I was small. My dad was a great baseball player. He was a great bowler and golfer. And my father could sing like Johnny Mathis. And my father could draw, freehand draw. My daughter is an artist. And he was just something special. But and he never challenged himself to be great like that. My dad was just a simple, simple man who I remember when he retired at 61. I said, what you gonna do now? He said, nothing. Play golf. And I said, Dad, you don't want to do nothing else? He said, hey, man, I'm lazy. And he enjoyed his retirement. My dad was retired for 24 years. From the time retired at 61 till the day he passed at 85, my dad enjoyed his life. Reba said, right on, yes, your dad was the coolest dude. He really was. My dad was cool and just mellow. He was just a very mellow guy. And, me and my dad are opposites in a lot of ways. Well, my dad was extremely talented. I was minimally talented. Well, my dad didn't like to work hard. I was a hard worker. So I took the minimal talents and stretched them. My dad took the maximum talent and laid down on them. So I think my dad could see his life through me. And Jeff Carlin said, a man after my own heart. Me too, Mr. King. Yep. And I know that there's going to come a time when I am going to stop working. And I'm just going to, reminisce on this whole journey, all the lessons I learned, forgive myself for all the mistakes I made. And love myself for making this life something wonderful for my kids to benefit from. My dad allowed me to benefit from him. All right, you guys, I'm going to let you go. I got Lamont Patterson on the phone. Lamont's going to talk to me about this TV station that we're talking about getting on Roku and Amazon, right? Right, Lamont?
Yeah, you must be in the middle of your show, sir.
I am in the middle of my show.
Man, we get this time right there. I'm going to say, Katie, I'm listening to the hottest podcast on the nation right
now. Now, this is a show I do for KBLA Talk 1580. I just tape it on Mondays and Tuesdays, but it airs on Saturdays and Sundays. And I'll let
them.
They don't know. No, that's okay. So as soon as I'm done, I'll call you.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop doing one thing, I think, and probably start doing another thing. I am the owner of the Sacramento Sirens, a woman's professional football team, tackle football with pads, hard. So our season starts in April. And I just got to figure out how I'm going to do all this stuff. But I'm going to do it all and I get it done before I check out. And I suggest to you that you do it all and get it done before you check out. Peace to everybody. All right, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Got it.